thrilled to be here. I'm the warm back for the First Lady, and we want to get to that, so this will not be an hour-long speech. But this is a really, really important day, and I want to thank all of our partners, new media, old media, media that hasn't been invented yet that you guys will invent. This is so important to have you helping us in this effort. And pleased to announce today that we've talked about high school graduation rates at all-time highs. I'll make a little news. We're going to make it an hour from now. We'll put it out there. We have now 36 states whose graduation rates went up again. So we think, well, we won't have the final numbers for a little while longer, the nation's high school graduation rate will climb again. And that's so hugely important. That's so hugely important because when young people drop out of high school today, there are basically no good jobs out there. They're basically condemned to poverty and social failure. But I'm going to be very, very clear, the goal can't simply be to graduate from high school. It's got to be to go into some form of higher education. So four-year universities, two-year community colleges, trade, technical, vocational training, whatever young person's interest or passion is, they have to take the next step on the education journey. And we need all of your help to inspire, to build community, to let people know that we absolutely support them in taking that next step. We know the good jobs out there are not just for the person with a high school diploma. They have to have some kind of education beyond that. And if we can help reach young people where they are, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, and let them know this is a real possibility, it opens up a new world of opportunity, particularly for first-generation college goers, kids who weren't born with a silver spoon in the mouth, folks who might be new to the country, immigrants, English language learners, whatever it might be. And there's so many myths out there. I hear sometimes too often from young people that, well, college is for rich folks, it's not for people like me. They don't realize that every single year our department puts out $150 billion, with a B, $150 billion in grants and loans every single year. And all you have to do is fill out a financial aid form that takes less than half an hour. So only time in your life you can spend 28, 29 minutes and have access to $150 billion. So I don't care how much money your family has or doesn't have or your community, if you want to work hard and go to college, you can do it. I often hear, well, maybe there's not a school for someone like me. There's 7,000 colleges out there. We have the most diverse set of universities anywhere in the world. So two-year, four-year, big, small, STEM-focused, liberal arts, whatever it might be. And we can help young people find the right fit for them. And then finally, the goal is not just to go to college, the goal is to graduate and get that degree. And that transition, particularly for first-generation college goers, can be difficult. And making sure we support young people, not just in the application process, but going all the way through. So this campaign, Better Make Room, I think is a chance to have a huge impact on young people's mentality, their understanding of regardless where they come from, this is a real opportunity for them. We want to partner with you, we want to learn from you, and we want to build a community that helps support these extraordinary teenagers who are doing amazing things every day. And I always say the sad thing for me is if one of these young people does something crazy, that's the lead story on the 9 o'clock news. But if they work hard and get good grades and contribute to the community and help others, no one tells that story. Well, we got to help them tell it, we got to tell it with them, we got to share that story and help inspire the hundreds of thousands of young people every single day who are beating the odds, who are doing the right thing, help to give them their own voice, help to empower them, and help to inspire others by learning from their example. The final thing I'll say, and you'll hear in a few moments from the First Lady, this is just really, really personal for her. And she'll tell her story, but she came from a very, very strong family, but neither one of her parents ever went to college. She and her brother were first-generation college goers, and she's had this amazing life, amazing opportunity, because she believed in herself and had other people that believed in her. We need a lot more young people who could follow in those footsteps. So thrilled that high school graduation rates are up, thrilled that from 2008 we have 1 million additional students of color going to college, but we have to lead the world in college graduation rates again. We did one generation ago, today we're 12th. That's good, that's not good enough, that has to change. And I think all of you can help to inspire a movement that will lead the country where we need to go. So thank you so much, please challenge us to be a good partner, and thanks for the difference I know you're gonna make in the lives of so many young people. Thank you for having me.
Duncan, you have been such an incredible advocate for our nation's young people, and we are so grateful for your service. Better Make Room is about inspiring young people, and we are so thrilled that Andra Day is here to offer her incredible voice and song, Rise Up, to this movement. Ladies and gentlemen, Andra Day.
Hello, hello, Janice. Hi. Broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it dig you, so we gon' walk it out and move mountains. We gon' walk it out. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. For you, for you. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet.
How's it going, guys? My name is Chris Melberger. I'm a Viner, entrepreneur, and a neat dude. I only operate 6 seconds at a time. That's a Vine joke. I am here today to share my story because, like many people today, it's untraditional. After high school, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do or where I wanted my career to take me. So I enrolled in community college. Those 2 years taught me responsibility, accountability, and free time should be productive time. After community college, I transferred to a digital media and graphic design program at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. I dove into classes on multimedia, design, 3D sculpting, and had internships with crazy hours and many, many late nights. But it all helped prepare me for future gigs. The skills and experience I learned from my professors at Marist showed me that I could take my passion and creativity and make it into a career. Even my senior thesis was a collective of my best friend and I's work under the name and branding Neat Dude. To this day, we are still using this name, which has evolved and grown into something much bigger than we ever anticipated. This was around the time I first downloaded Vine in my apartment around 2 a.m. one random night. I was so impressed with the touch-to-record functionality, I couldn't put my phone down. Almost 2.5 years later, I still haven't put my phone down. Vine and social media have given me a creative outlet to reach hundreds of thousands of people and allow my voice and vision to be seen and heard. It's given me a job at a startup app in Soho, it's helped my company Neat Dude expand and evolve, and it has now come full circle because last week, I started working at Vine's new office at Twitter headquarters. Thank you. So my advice to anyone in high school today is to not lose track of your passion. Social media can be a blessing, but also a curse. Understanding time management and designating hours in the day where you can't access your phone so you won't be distracted from getting your dream started is very important. And with that, it is my absolute pleasure to introduce the First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama.
Yourselves. Welcome to the White House. It's okay to be excited about that. Welcome to the White House. Yeah, don't act like you all are proper people. All right, just loosen up a little bit. Look, I am thrilled to be here today as we launch Better Make Room. This is an amazing new campaign to empower young people to own their education and fulfill their dreams. And I want to start by thanking Chris for sharing his story, offering some good advice, which I hope my kids are listening to, and for giving us more than 6 seconds of your time today. We really appreciate it. Chris, who would have thought that you had so much to say? Chris, we're really impressed by everything that you've achieved, so thank you. Thanks for being here. And thank you also to Andra Day for her magnificent performance. Yeah, Andra and her entire crew. Yes! Andra, you impressed everybody. My staff is buzzing off the chain about whatever you have just done, so. I don't think this will be the last time we'll see you here at the White House, if you'll have us. I also want to recognize someone who has been a passionate leader and visionary on behalf of kids, our Secretary of Education, and dear friend Arnie Duncan. Arnie here? Did he go?
He had to leave,
but Arnie... We love you, we're gonna miss you, and you know, thank you. Thank you for working so hard on behalf of all of our kids. Thanks so much. And of course, most of all, I wanna thank all of you. You all are the very first members of our Better Make Room campaign team. You're on our team? Yeah? Whether you're a Viner, a YouTuber, an educator, or a business or foundation leader, you all will be the ones driving this campaign forward long after the president and I have left the White House. And we are so incredibly grateful for your passion and your commitment to this cause. Now, the idea behind Better Make Room is pretty simple. We want to create a space where young people can engage with each other, where they can inspire each other to complete their education beyond high school. We want to make room for their stories, for their dreams, their achievements, because the truth is that right now that space really doesn't exist in our popular culture. Instead, these days, so much of our national conversation is focused on celebrities and their stories, their breakups and hairstyles, the tweets they send, the points they score. So there's no room for the story of that young woman whose parents don't speak a word of English, but who's determined to be a first-generation college graduate. There's no room for the story of that young man who's been told that he's not college material, but he decides to ignore the doubters and just work a little harder. There's no room for those kids who don't fit in at their school, but who know that things will get better if they just hang on and get to college. And that's what Better Make Room is about. It's about valuing success in the classroom instead of just on the big screen or on the basketball court. And it's about turning the culture of celebrity upside down so that we don't just have kids worshiping celebrities, but we also have celebrities honoring kids who are working hard and achieving their goals. Yeah, that's... that's where we're gonna shine the spotlight on those kids and their stories. So the question is, how are we gonna do this? Because the truth is, Generation Z, that's what they're called. These are the kids who are right now in high school and middle school. They interact with the world in fundamentally different ways than generations before them. And I'm someone who lives with two Generation Zers, and I'm experiencing this firsthand, as I'm sure many of you are too. Hands raised. Yeah, for example, you may have noticed that instead of watching TV, your kids are on YouTube, and they don't just want to watch a screen, they want to swipe it and poke it, create their own content on it. And don't waste your time trying to connect with your kids via email. That antiquated method is as useless as Morse code. Instead, they're into texting and Snapchat and Vine, all that stuff. And don't make the mistake of responding to a text using full sentences with proper grammar and punctuation. Look, whenever I do that, my kids always think I'm mad at them. It's like, what did I do, Mom? Why are you using sentences? They prefer very, and I mean very short responses. One word, better yet, a few letters. And if you really want to get their attention, use symbols, little symbols. There's the smiley face, the angry face, and all the other faces that can show any emotion that you may be feeling. So it's no wonder why Generation Zers have short attention spans. They usually stop listening to us after about 6 seconds. Their eyes just glaze over as we blather on and on. We think we're getting into them, but they've shut us off minutes ago. But this generation is a fascinating bunch. They are more independent, yet more connected to each other than ever before. They are constantly texting with each other, sharing photos, engaging with each other on issues large and small, and many are using technology to organize around causes they care about, whether that's saving the environment or stopping gun violence. So Generation Z is really a do-it-yourself kind of generation. These kids are working hard, and they are entrepreneurial, and they want content that's authentic and raw. Nothing polished, nothing packaged. So for those young people, traditional campaigns don't always work. We can't just tape a public service announcement telling them that school is cool. If we truly want to engage this generation in a conversation about higher education, we need to give them a space where they can drive that conversation themselves. And that's exactly what we're doing through Better Make Room. Through this new campaign, young people can go to bettermakeroom.org or they can go to Vine, Twitter, Instagram using the hashtag bettermakeroom. I'm getting used to that, the hashtag. Just throw that in there and impress my kids. And they can share their goals for college and for life with kids all across this country. This is exactly what this technology was meant to do, the good stuff, to use it to share and inspire. Then we're gonna lift up their stories and give these young people the attention they have long deserved. So they might see their words on a billboard or on a subway ad. They might even receive an invitation to an event here at the White House. Or they might see their story in an Instagram or tweet from a celebrity they admire. In fact, on Wednesday, I'm gonna be joining LeBron James for a Better Make Room event with 1,000 kids in Akron, Ohio. And I wouldn't be surprised if some young people saw their stories in LeBron's Twitter or Instagram feed sometime soon. And then once young people have shared their stories and declared their education and career ambitions, then we're gonna give them the tools they need to achieve those ambitions. Because more than anything else, the goal of Better Make Room is to get young people to and through higher education, whether that's a community college, a four-year college, or a professional training program. So through Better Make Room, we're going to be sending young people reminders and guidance about all kinds of stuff, studying for the SATs and the ACTs, filling out college applications and FAFSA forms, visiting college campuses. You know, we're going to be walking them through every step in this process. So that's how this campaign is going to work. And I'm sure it is now obvious that Better Make Room will not be a traditional kind of campaign. It will truly be unlike anything the White House has ever done before. In fact, earlier this morning, we let some young people make a huge chalk drawing of the Better Make Room logo on the South Grounds, right in front of the dip room under the Truman balcony. Yeah. Wonder what our curators are saying about that. That would be a first here at the White House. And the truth is, I probably won't understand everything that we're doing with this campaign, and neither will many of you, but that's okay. We're old. This campaign isn't for us, and it is not about us. It is for and about our next generation, and every single one of you here today is critical to its success. Whether you're a Viner, a YouTube star, a business leader, or a celebrity, you're here today because you know how to reach our young people. The Viners in this room alone reach 41 million people. Let's just stop right there. 41 million people. That's crazy. And the rest of you reach millions more. Your brands, your messages, your voices just resonate with this generation, and we need all of you to help our young people own their education so that they can fulfill every last one of their dreams, like Chris talked about. This is a critically important mission, and the stakes couldn't be higher, because we all know that if we want to keep moving this country forward, if we want to keep growing our economy and widening that circle of opportunity, then we need to ensure that our kids have every chance to be who and what they are meant to be. And the only way to do that is through education. We know that. That is the absolute best path forward for our kids. So I want to end today by once again thanking all of you for your commitment and your passion for this effort. I am excited to see everything that we're going to create together through Better Make Room, even if I have to ask my daughters to explain it to me. This is going to be really cool. It's going to be fun, and hopefully we change the paradigm about how our kids think and use this technology and how they engage with each other and get prepared for the life that we know is facing them. I look forward to working with all of you in the years ahead to inspire our young people to reach higher for themselves and for our country. You guys are great. Thank you so much. Let's get started.